Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And
God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear me sing.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're
your neighbor. We're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want to. Because it's a celebration of God's love. Muslim love. Muslim love.
Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. I had a problem there. Somehow I was placed on hold. And I couldn't get any sound. I was told that I was on when I called back in. I was on already. But when I tried to say something, there was no sound. So I was just blessed to just hit something up here. I don't even know what I hit, but anyway, I'm thankful that I did get us back on the show this morning. There seems to always be a problem, but they said that's what they say in this world. That's where the devil works. Every time you're trying to do something good, then there's going to be a problem. But thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. I did see that. One moment again, please. Our host had come on, but seems like he lost his tooth. So there was a problem with the sound, but everything's fine right now. So we pray, God willing, inshallah, that everything will go fine for the rest of the show. Today's discussion will be on a world of adultery. About our adultery. I think I'm getting, hold one moment, please. I have the wrong person on here. Let me see if I can get, again, the host on here. All right, I think I got Brother Larry on here, but now I have our host on. I'm getting a little excited. I think I hit the wrong button because I couldn't get the sound at first again. And I do apologize. We seem to have these rough ups again with here lately. But a lot of us to go on with the show and end up with a very good show. We're praying likewise this morning because we really have a very, very good discussion for you this morning. Justice again, a world of ivory, and very, very timely and necessary discussion, because actually this is what this world is all about. Spiritual darkness has covered the human mind today. Study history, because history does lie, and history rewards all. The same people we are experiencing today, people we experienced in times of prophecy, they are not new. Study past history. They go together, really. When you study history, you will see that when most of the people forgot Allah, they forgot their own souls. People, there are divine morals that all nature follows. These laws are what check and balance life. When we forget Allah, there is nothing to check our conscience, and we become jinn, evil spirits in our bodies. People without a spiritual and moral consciousness, there is no more good in us. Almighty Allah is all good. His will is for good. But when we forget Allah, we don't have the ability to reason and think. Human life is thinking life. Most people forget to follow their analogies out. Animals don't think. They follow their own nature. The human nature is in spiritual life. Human life is intelligent life. This means the human being has to think in order to get his life, which is in spiritual and intellectual life. Thank you again. And as you can see, we have a beautiful discussion for you this Sunday morning. And we are so thankful that we can bring you here today to bring this discussion to you. Perhaps it will wake a lot of us up and help us to see exactly why we are having all these so-called problems that we never had before in life. It's because of our conduct, our allowing the jinn to take over our lives. Now we have Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
We would like to start out with prayer. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of with all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, Master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine alone do we seek for help. Show us the straight way, Allah, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Yes, I'd like to greet you one more time, to greet the radio listening audience in the greetings of peace and paradise. And that's in the Quranic Arabic language, which is pure. The peace of Allah, your creator. Assalamu alaikum. That's the peace of Allah. One of his attributes or names of Allah, the creator, is Assalam, the peace. So, you know, nothing can have peace without being attuned or in line with the will of Allah. And that brings me to this, the topic today. Is a world of idolatry. For those of you who don't know what idolatry is, you can break words down in syllables. I was taught that when I was growing up in elementary school. You break words down in the syllables, you'll be able to get them, whatever language it is. Idolatry. Idolatry means idol God worshiping. And today, most Muslims, most Christians, most Jews, most Buddhists, most Hindus, most people first in all religion, they have forgotten the creator whom they can't see. And they have substituted his reality, which is spiritual, for idols. And they are worshiping idols. If you worship a human being, you're worshiping an idol. And Ida also denotes image. Because if you see an idol, an idol projects an image. The Creator has no image. You can't see him. That you can see projects images. But what you cannot see projects no image. The Creator doesn't have an image because he don't have a figure. You got to have something with a figure in order to get an image. He have no such qualities. He's most high and supreme above all such animal or materialistic qualities. The Creator of the heavens and the earth, we have to first understand if we want to change ourselves, if we want to change this world. We got to understand the Creator from his creation. We are creation, but most people act like they are the Creator of themselves because they say, I believe in a Creator. Those of you that do, I believe in Allah, I believe in Jesus. Who do you want to try to call the Creator? Because no matter what you call the name of Allah, Allah knows who he is, the Creator knows who he is. You know, it doesn't matter to him what name you really call him. And what I mean by that, it don't matter about the external names you give him. The most important concern you need to concern yourself with, Muslim, Christian, Jew, whoever you are, is understanding the nature of your Creator. You can call him Allah. I know people that call God Allah all day and smoke marijuana all day. I know people that call God Allah and commit adultery all day. Fornicate, lie, steal, cheat, mistreat themselves and mistreat their parents, mistreat other people. So you think that's going to get you to your goal? And your goal is Jannah. Your goal is heaven or paradise. But most people go is not paradise anymore. You know why? Because they have forgot who's in control of their life. They have substituted the control of the Creator and allowed themselves to control their life. So when you do that, actually you are out of control, because the only control we can get is from our Creator, Allah. And he say we are not true and we are not sincere in faith in him until we gain mastery or control over our lower nature, which is carnal and animal. See, we have two natures. And you have to distinguish which nature you want to follow. You got a carnal nature, which is an animal nature. And Allah said when you follow that nature, you will fall to the laws of the low and moral degradation. And on the other hand, he said when you follow your spiritual nature that he put in you, when he put his spirit in you, you can reach the highest of the high in terms of spiritual growth and development. He said even so high, he will raise you up just a little higher than the angels. Now look at what the human being can obtain when they sincerely submit their will to the will of Allah, of the Creator. So you look at this world today and you see people worshiping each other, worshiping their carnal desires, because only carnal desires, as I just said, make you do things so low as to, you know, do all of these low and ungodly things that you see people doing. They're lower than animals. You don't even see animals doing the thing that you see so-called human beings doing today. You know, they stay within their nature. But as the sister said earlier, because the human being life, our real life is not animal life, but most of us, we choose animal life over spiritual life. Because we choose what? Oh, I look good. Oh, I got this. I got this. All you hear today is I and my. What I got. My. How I look. What I got. You got nothing. Everything created including the human being, Allah, the Creator, created from nothing. So in essence, our reality is really no reality. Our reality as human beings in the world we're in is nothing. This is an illusion you're looking at. When you look at each other and look at yourself in the mirror, you know what you're looking at? An illusion. Something that ain't real. Now, if you want to come back to the real world, huh? You got to come back to the spiritual world. And the spiritual world is unseen. So the world that we should be living in our mind, in our heart, and in our soul, is the spiritual world of Allah unseen. One of the things Allah said in his final revelations in the Holy Quran for all humankind, for guidance and clear judgment between right and wrong. You know, he said he created the human being, and he said that he teaches us how he created our body. And he goes through the stages. You can read it for yourself. But after that, he said that's one part of his creation. Then he said he put some of his ruh, his spirit, in the human heart, and we became living souls. So our life clearly is in our soul. That's where the God consciousness come in at, having a living soul. Now, hold it now. We still got a soul, whether that soul is living or not. But your soul can only live when your soul is following the will of Allah. Because Allah gave us spiritual life. Life. That's the key word, life. What is the life of a human being? Is the life of a human being to rob, to commit immoral sins, to be moral or corrupt? Or is the life of a human being in righteousness, in the goodness of Allah, and in the righteousness of Allah? It's in the righteousness and goodness of Allah. So when you forget your Creator, you forget all the good that's in you. And therefore you have no more good in you, so you walk around as an evil, diabolical jinn, evil spirit, doing evil to yourself and doing evil to everybody else, whether you call yourself Muslim, Christian, or it don't matter about that. What you're going to be judged on is your intention and your conduct. If I say I'm a Muslim and all I do is lie, steal, and cheat, fornicate, commit adultery, commit all these sins, Allah don't care nothing about me making 5 prayers a day or making hajj or going through the rituals of faith. It's your conduct that you're being judged by and your intentions. I'm going to stop right there. Anybody else got anything to say? Come on. Let's talk about it. And then we can work it out, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.
All right, my friend. Thank you, ma'am. Shahid Shabazz coming on strong today on the reality of the Creator. He's teaching today on idolatry. And we know what that is, people. He, as Imam Shahid Shabazz says, we are worshiping everything today but the true Creator, our Creator Allah, most merciful. Most people have gone to worshiping, as he said, their material clothing, even their styles, the so-called styles. They worship going to all these games, Lord, everything that you think of. That takes your attention more than your Creator. It's what you're worshiping, people. Whatever it is. It could be your job, driving and slaving for money. Whatever it is that you do more than serve your Creator, than think about your Creator, that's more meaningful to your life, that you get up in the morning thinking about wanting to do. That is what you are worshiping. And I think this is what has most of us lost today. We don't realize that we are worshiping false gods and we are not worshiping our Creator. Because if we did, we would have Him first. The first thing on our minds would be prayer in the morning to Him, recognizing Him, seeking His help, seeking His guidance, and giving gratitude and thankfulness to Him for awakening us and giving us another day and another chance to get it better and to purify our souls. So now I'm not going to hold you. We do have a listener on today. We want to hear from you. This is what the show is all about. Communicating together. It's our show, people. It's a show we have for you. And we want you to join us. Join us in your show and your talk. Let us hear from you and what you have to say. We have a 419-917-490 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from? Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me? I believe this is a number for some reason we don't get a good reception with on our end. Can you hear this person, Imam Shabazz?
No, ma'am, I cannot hear him, but I'm familiar with that number.
All right. I don't know whether they're trying to reach us. You don't have to, as I said, join us in discussion. You don't have to say anything. You can just listen and enjoy Imam Shabazz's speech today, his message to you. Or you can join us in comments and questions. Whatever your choice is, we're not forcing you. But if your number shows up in our studio as it is, then we are to see if you want to come on and have something to say, to express yourself. So since we can't seem to get this person right now, we will continue with you, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Okay. As we continue to talk on idolatry, we just want to say that life itself is simple. Life is easy. We, as human beings, make life hard when we try to go against the grain or go against nature. Me and a Muslim woman was talking about Deen al-Fitra. Well, you know, deen means way of life. Al means the, you know, al, the. It means the way of life. Fitra means the order in which Almighty Allah, the Creator, created everything upon. And what did He create everything upon? He created everything upon moral law. So the key to our life as human beings is morality. It's good morality. Righteousness is good morality. The Creator, Allah, is righteous. He pre-created us to be like Him, to be what? Righteous. You can't be righteous and corrupt at the same time. You can't be immoral and moral at the same time. And as many signs in the creation of Allah to let you know you can't mix certain things together. You can't mix evil and good together. No. So life is not hard. What's hard is going against life. And when you go against the will of your Creator, you're going against your life, and you're going against the life of other human beings. And then you become an enemy of the human being. You become an enemy of yourself and an enemy of other people. You become a jinn. A jinn, the sister mentioned earlier, and I did myself. A jinn is that part of us that comes about in our nature when we follow our carnal desires rather than the will of Allah, the will of our Creator. Our carnal desires are animal desires. They're worldly desires. And Almighty Allah says, the root of all evil is the love of this material world. So when you love this material world, you love the things in this material world, you are, in fact, Allah say love and evil. You make the choice. And Almighty Allah clearly says in His final revelations in the Holy Quran, He said that all the good that comes to the human race comes from Allah, the Creator, Him. He's all good. He said all the bad, the evil, the corruption, the evil come from our own selves. What self is He talking about? Our carnal self. He's talking about that nature in us that desire the things of this evil material world. So much so that, you know, you got now in this ungodly society the same evils that happen in history. You got men wanting to be with men, marry men, women wanting to marry women, and doing it. You got men and women that don't want to be with men and women, and men and women relationship. They want to have a relationship with a child. Come on. You think this is new in history? There's nothing new under the sun. Everything that's happening have happened before. And Almighty God, Allah said in the Holy Quran, the evil results of the deeds of the people in the past. He gave them a long time. But they kept on doing evil, kept on doing evil. As the sister said, every day he gave them, they kept on doing evil. And I often talk about this man right here. He lived longer than any human being ever lived on the planet Earth. His name is Noah, or Noah in Arabic. He lived 950 years. This man lived 950 years. He taught and warned the people about their worshiping idols for 950 years. And he told them and gave them the instructions on how really to purify themselves, because he's the first major prophet of Almighty God Allah. And his generations of people were destroyed by a flood. Almighty Allah opened up the water in the earth and brought down water from the heavens. And after he had his prophet to build an ark or a ship-like vessel for them to float on, until he destroyed all the evil people in the world. This ain't no allegory. This actually happened. This earth and this world was created for good. Almighty God Allah created the world good. He created everything. He created good. So any bad of yours, that ain't your, that ain't coming from Allah. That's coming from you. You need to look at yourself and look at others. But all good come from Allah. So again, we're speaking on a powerful subject here, because you know all the prophets and all the messengers of Allah, peace be upon them all. Do you know they face the same evils, the same corruption that we're facing today? And the biggest of all of the corruption, the root of all evil, is idolatry. It's worshiping idols, things other than the Creator, whom you can't see. Allah says, I was going to say in Surah 23 in the Quran, for he titled that Surah, the Mu'minun, the believers. And one of the things he first started off saying is the believers are those who what? Fear Allah and believe in the unseen. Let's stop right there. Why do we say fear Allah? If you don't fear Allah, that means you don't fear doing wrong. When you fear Allah, that means you fear doing wrong. Why? Because you know that wrong will not enable you to get receive the protection of your Creator from your evil and the evil of this world. Allah said those who believe in him, he's the protector of those who believe in him and obey him. He said those who disobey him and don't believe in him, they don't have no protection from evil. So he said, but fear him. And that's throughout the whole Quran. Fear Allah that you may prosper. He don't say get $1 million that you may prosper. He don't say get a wife that you may prosper. Get a husband that you may prosper. He don't say have sexual relationship that you may prosper all the time or most of your time. He don't say get the biggest car. He said nothing like that. He said fear Allah and do good that you may prosper. So prosperity is not in material acquisition. It's in moral growth and spiritual growth and development, getting closer to your Creator. The next thing he say is believe in the unseen. Why don't he say fear me and believe in the unseen? Because he's unseen. You can't see him. But though you can't see him, he said if you're a true believer, a mu'min, you fear to do wrong even if ain't nobody around you, because you know even though nobody may not be around you seeing you do evil or even feeling or thinking about evil, you know Allah is there, the Creator, he's there. He says in the ground, wherever you are, there's the presence of Allah. Go up on the moon. He's already there waiting on you when you get there. Huh? Go over to Africa. Go to Mecca. Go to Medina. He's already there when you get there. And he ain't going to judge you for making the physical trip. He's going to judge you for the piety and sincerity of your intent and your heart and going through the rituals you go through that have great spiritual and moral meaning. And if you don't follow the spiritual and moral meaning of these rituals, you're just making empty, vain trips that have no meaning whatsoever for your spiritual and moral life. Yeah? So all praise is due to Allah. We know this is plain because it's coming from Allah. He's just using me as an empty vessel. Because all of us are really empty. Allah is all-knowing, so who got any knowledge? Tell me. And if you won't come on the program and talk to us, you can criticize us all you want. I'm just saying this in general. I'm the host of the show. I can say this. You got a lot of critics. But if you really follow the nature, the true nature in your own heart and soul, you won't have nothing to criticize anybody about or anything about, because Almighty Allah is perfect. So when you follow in His perfect will, what is there to criticize? He didn't make no human being perfect. He said He could have made all of us perfect if He wanted to, and we wouldn't commit no sins. But then we wouldn't have had an opportunity to grow. If you're already perfect, then you don't need to be here. There's an opportunity to grow. He said He tests us with evil and good, both by way of trial. We are tested with this evil world and the evil part of ourselves to see if we're going to choose the evil that Allah allowed to exist here to test our faith in Him unseen, or we're going to worship Him even though we don't see Him. Faith is belief in the unseen anyway. Faith ain't belief in what you see. Why? Because the things you see are illusions. They don't even exist. But faith is all that's real in Allah. Why? Because Allah is the only reality. Allah says this right here for you all of us. He said for all of you who believe in the material world, He said, on the day of judgment, it will be, because it's that way now for the true believer. He said it'll be as if though this world never existed and the hereafter was always here. Don't you know that's the way it is now? Just because He allowed people the freedom of will to believe in this old vain world, and He said all the things in it ain't nothing but goods and chattels of deception, like the sister said, to deceive you, to take your mind and your soul off the inner spiritual life and put your mind and soul in this prison called a world. This world is a prison for the human mind and the human soul. And it deludes you away from looking on the inside where your real life is and keep your attention focused on the outside and the outer things, including yourself. You look at a woman or you look at a man, oh, he handsome, she beautiful. No, she ain't. No, he ain't. Prophet Muhammad, prayer and peace be upon him, said Allah, the Creator, is beautiful. So if you're seeing the beauty in me, know that ain't my beauty, that's the beauty of Allah in me. You see the beauty in a woman or a man or anything, that beauty is reflecting the beauty of Almighty Allah, who you cannot see. Let's always understand that. I'm going to pause again at this time. Give anybody else an opportunity to come on. If you don't, we'll keep speaking. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Assalamu alaikum to you. I want to remind you, my radio listening audience, our radio listening audience, that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion is a world of idolatry. And forgive me for my mistakes. Number one, I'm human. Number two, I did have a stroke, and I am blessed to be able to even talk now. So I thank my Almighty Creator because it was a little over 2 months ago. And I am it's very unusual to be able to express myself the way I do. And I just have struggled. So I thank you. Excuse me. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So I want to thank you for listening, and I see that we do have someone else who has just come on the show. I don't know if they have had a chance to listen in or would like to comment or not. I'm going to call back first the ones who were on earlier to see if we can hear them. For some reason, we have a reception hearing that, a poor reception. So I will try again to see if we can reach the 419 number.
Can
you hear me? Oh, yes.
Yes.
You came in good this time. All right. Yes ma'am. We invite you on our show. And if there are any comments that you would have, but first we need for you to just give us a little about yourself. Tell us about yourself, who you are, and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Nadia Abdul-Malik, and I'm calling from Toledo, Ohio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's a blessing to be able to listen in on the show, and it's good. It's a blessing from Allah that He has allowed you and Imam Shaheed to put this show together for the people, because this is very much needed. And I just wanted to make a comment on that. And also, I see my number came up earlier, but I really had not called in, and I really didn't remember how to call in. Do you always have to press star one?
Yes, in order for your number to come up. But they are working this from the studio, and as you know, we do make mistakes, and somehow they will put people on who don't want to come on or who are not aware that they are on. So that's probably what happened this time with you.
Yeah, because I'm familiar with the Blog Talk Radio programs, and usually you do have to press star one if you want to ask a question. But the subject is very good today, and I'm sure that people that's listening in, inshallah, have gotten much out of it. I know I have. It's always inspiring to hear believers during the work of Allah. And I have a not a question about the jinn world, but I studied the jinn world, and in fact I studied quite a bit of it recently, and I know that the jinn is an older civilization than what Allah created our human race to be. And I know the jinn is a spirit world, and the jinn can be, some of them have submitted to Allah, and some of them are still evil, and some of them come to the human being and they try to frighten the human being. And from what I understand, they can take on any form that they sort of choose, like maybe trees or animals. And sometimes they do things to frighten people too. And they, you know, they're very mischievous, and we have to be careful when we deal with them, and we just have to seek refuge with Allah.
All right, thank you. Imam Shabazz responds on that comment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, I will be glad to respond on that. Wonderful, wonderful, very beautiful. And you are absolutely right. The jinn race was created before the human race was created. And in fact, it was created out of fire. Allah said He created the jinn race out of fire, a fire free of smoke. Of scorching flame, free of smoke. And you're right, the jinns, they can take on the nature of different things. It's just like we got a prayer as Muslim believers in the Creator, Allah. Before we go in the restroom, we say, Allah, oh Allah, we seek refuge with you from the impurities in this restroom, and we also seek refuge with you from the impurities of the male and the female jinn. So he's letting you know that what you said is true. The jinn can take on the nature of a male human being body and a female human body. And you got a lot of people on this earth, they're not really human beings. They're just jinn in the flesh.
Mm.
And so the jinn can take on the nature of a cat. He can get in a cat. He can get in a dog, and the dog starts running at you to bite you.
Right.
So they're just evil. So
evil
anytime
spirit.
You see evil, evil spirit, that is the jinn. Whatever form it may take on, you're right. I just want to bear witness that you're right.
Exactly.
Thank you, Anna.
You're welcome. Alhamdulillah.
Sister, what I was thinking about, I always come think about Shaitan, and we were given a clue as to who the jinn is when Shaitan told a lie. He rebelled against him accepting his creation on earth. He says, I am better than they are. I am made of fire, and they are made of mud. So that gave us a clue to who the jinn was then. Even though Shaitan was in heaven at the time of Jinnah, he let you know that he was of what fire, that he was a jinn. So we have
yes.
the spirit of the jinn, and like I say, it can take on, it does take on human form. And that's what people don't understand.
Yes.
We have another saying that everyone who lives on the earth and walks on 2 feet and looks like a human being is not a human. We were told that.
Yes.
These are giving us clues that we are not just living in a so-called human being world. We are living in
no.
a world of jinn. Yes. Excuse me, brother. Yes. Yes, sir.
No, I would just bear witness. Go ahead on. Excuse me.
All right. So we are living in a world that's full of jinn, and it's the spirit to take on. The spirit you allow your mentality to take on. It's what you become. The jinn comes within you, but the jinn is this evil spirit. We were also talking a little that we have God talking to us on one side, the right side, they would say, and we have the devil, they would say, talking to us on the left side. But all these things that we have spirits within us, the good and the evil, they're within us too. And even we are listening more so to the good and listening to our Creator, the Almighty Allah, or we are listening to the evil and listening to Shaitan, or Satan, as they call it. So, yes, we have the spirit of jinn, again, that's in human form, but you only know the jinn by what? The conduct. You only know
that's
the jinn people by their conduct.
Right.
That's the only, you can't tell them because they look just like you and me and I look.
That's true, and thank Allah for blessing you to regain your health back, and you sound good, and alhamdulillah, you'll continue to thrive and do the work that Allah wants you to do.
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much, my beautiful sister. I'm just glad to have you among us to join us and to support us in our cause, our dawah cause.
Yes, ma'am.
And now, I'd like to... Walaikum
Asalaam.
We do have another listener now. She might be ready. I think I know this listener is one moment here. She might be ready to come on. Yes, I believe that's a sister Muslima here. The number, 202 number, 418-2512. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
How's everybody?
Just
fine, good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. We thank Allah for this new day.
Yes.
We ask that He bless us with the best of this day and that He protect us from the harm of this day.
Thank you. Ameen.
Yeah, for each new day is a mercy, an opportunity to be better than yesterday. Say that. Yeah, alhamdulillah. How you doing, Sister Isla?
Just fine, alhamdulillah. And how are you?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Like the sister was saying, you know, everything is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, thank you for the show, that your help is allowing it. And Brother Imam Shaheed, we appreciate both of y'all. You know, y'all have been a standing force in the community for a long time, and we're grateful for the show.
Thank you.
Allahu
Akbar.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes,
be tried.
And welcome, sister. Yeah. What'd you say?
I said, did you want to comment on the discussion so far? Or have you listened?
I was getting there. I wanted to send my love out first. Yeah, it's a great topic. And, you know, the Cooper I was talking about, where you find love, you find a law. So it's all about the love. It's all about the love. And, you know, the sister, you know, the show is talking about all these beautiful topics, but the nature of the jinn. Like the Prophet said, later at the Salam, peace and blessings be upon him. He said that he made his jinn Muslim. And we too. We have to strive to make our jinn Muslim, you know, through obedience and submission. Right? Is that
yes,
true?
Ma'am. You're right. Absolutely.
You know, when you take yourself out of it, you're in your own way because you're trying to fix everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fixer. You're the doer. When we do, when we obey Allah, we're giving him, you know, as a slave. What does a slave do? We go to the one who created us. We go to the master of all. We have to, you know, look at our position. You know, what's the use of asking Allah if you got all the answers?
Exactly.
This is why the jinn overtakes. You got to get out the way because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, you come to me, he will help you. When you answer, that's why we say, what is the saying? Send Allah who lives in Hamida. Allah listens to those who praise him, right?
That's right.
So it's a constant work, as a man, as Abdul Shaheed, as you know. You know, we evolve based on where our faith is, our iman.
Exactly.
You know? So, alhamdulillah, you know, we can't keep making excuses. But it's only when Allah raised you up. When Allah raised you up, nothing's the same no more.
No, it's not.
You can't act like you don't know.
That's right.
And you can only get to Jannah if you're pure. So, you know, it's a constant, you know, one minute you're praising Allah. You always praising Allah. It's next minute, oh, Allah, forgive me. So life is a battle. But we have to stay on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah says, guide us on the straight path. Not to say you'll be this way tomorrow. Today I'll be with them. Tomorrow I'll be with them. No. That's the nature of the jinn.
Sure is. Inconsistency.
See, we only as tight as our weakest link. That's why we pray tight. So the shaitan will come as a jinn.
That's right.
Right.
There you go. That's right.
So our hearts can unite.
That's right, in the spirit of Allah.
Yes, we got to stay tight. You got to have love for each other. That's how
you
make your jinn Muslim.
That's right, because the jinn don't like love.
Yeah.
The jinn is an evil.
The father of defeat and despair and confusion, right?
Absolutely, and hatred.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. So I had to, you know, give that input. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Sister Muslima. I ask you, would you come on and give some comments? Because the program is better when you have people giving different information that they've learned, and we can see where that the truth is one. Everybody that I've talked on the show today, we all agree, because the word of Allah doesn't contradict. It's no contradiction in the words of Allah. Allah's words confirm themselves. So everything everybody said on the show is a confirmation of the truth, the truth of Almighty God Allah. I want to say this too at this time, inshallah. Allah says in the Holy Quran, the final revelations for all humankind, he say, the believers are those who say we hear and we obey. Now check this out. When Allah said he was going to create the human being, the jinn said, I can't submit to that you're going to create a black mud molded in the shape. I can't submit to that. So jinns don't submit to Allah. It's the nature of the jinn to go against the will of Allah. But it's the nature of the human, the spiritual human being, to submit to the will of Allah. And as you said, Rasulullah, prayers and peace be upon him, the last prophet of Allah, Muhammad, he was blessed by Allah to bring his jinn with the help of Allah into conformity with Allah's will. Not only him, but Prophet Suleiman, Solomon, he had jinns working with him, and it caused up a lot too. So Prophet Muhammad is not the only prophet or messenger that, with the help of Allah, was blessed to be able to bring that jinn part of us into conformity with the will of Allah. All true believers do that. But you, as you said, you must seek the help of Allah, because Allah said he made the human being, what, weak in flesh. So in that's where the jinn work on us at, our flesh. The jinn can't really mess with our spirit, because our spirit is of Allah, and the jinn fit Allah. The jinn say in the Quran, the Satan, I fear Allah. So the jinn fear Allah. So the jinn's job is to get the human being not to fear Allah. And what is the fear of Allah? It's the fear to disobey Allah. If you really truly love Allah and you fear Allah, you will obey Allah. Your conduct will manifest what? Righteousness.
That's
good,
right.
Morality. Good morality. It won't manifest.
No, I'm sorry. I meant to say the jinn and shaitan, they don't have no power except what you give them.
That's correct.
You know, so all they do is whisper. You know, be
That's
careful.
Right.
Don't believe everything you think, people. You know, your perceptions are your perceptions. You know, we have things that always are in our head talking to us. Don't believe that stuff.
That's right.
If it's not practical, sensible, and worthwhile, then you know the saying, when in doubt, do without.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't follow what you think. And the worst thing, when you act on what you believe, it don't even have to be right. So Shaitan say, he will laugh at you. He'll say, make your move, he'll say, I didn't make you do it. All I did was whisper, and you followed.
That's right.
Right. So, you know, the good thing about the mercy of our good Lord, Allah, if you do a bad deed, you only get punished to the extent of that bad deed. But if you intend to do a bad deed and you don't carry it out, like I said, if you don't listen to the whisper, that's a good deed.
That's right.
So stop being emotional. Be intelligent. Use your intelligent brain. You're not
that's
a
right.
reptile. You're not a snake. You are a human
right.
being. You're supposed to be higher
right.
than high for creation.
That's right.
But you act low with your drive, your appetite. That's why Shaitan uses you so easy. Because you're functioning on a lower life form. You are high form.
Good. That's right.
So be the person you was meant to be, and your life will be a lot easier.
Oh, yes. Real easy. Like a flowing, smooth flowing stream.
Yeah, that's what Allah says. Allah says, oh, my servant, if you obey me, you'll make the whole world bow to you. Things will come easy for you.
Yes. Allahu Akbar.
Isn't that right, Sister Isla? You living a good life, Sister Isla.
I'm hearing you talk about that.
Yes.
Going in and out.
Can you hear me?
My apologies. I'm not quite clear. It was dark. You have one of the soft voices like mine, sort of low, and it sort of goes in and out. I get part of what you're saying, and then some of it, I don't get all of it.
Okay. It's okay.
So could you repeat that?
No, I said, I don't know the part, but I said that. Oh. What's the part, Abdul Shaheed?
Well, you were saying that, you know, about life and how, you know, life is really easy when you submit to the will of Allah. We make life hard when we go against the will of Allah, because, you know, only Allah can give us, you know, a good life. And when we follow his will, he will guide us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight way, and he will protect us also. If you follow his will, from going astray, the jinn can't lead you astray if you follow the will of Allah. So that's the essence of what you were saying.
Exactly. And constantly doing
yes. the deal. Yes.
You can't get
yes.
to heaven.
And that's just common sense and common natural thinking, sister, that either you follow the Allah's will and everything's going to be good and right, whether you perceive it or not. Allah does not lead you astray, because he's guiding towards him in his way.
He has control of your life and how he wants you to live it and what he wants you to do while you're on earth. So you pray to him all the guidance that he's given you through the whole Quran and teaching. And just try to please him. You will not go astray if you're sincere in heart, because you're striving to please Allah, not please man. But if you're striving to please man, then you are in trouble. So that's the way it is. Yet stay on the straight and narrow path, as they say. Continue to strive to please Allah in your heart. No one knows the intention of your heart but Allah. You have so, you do so much criticizing and complaining and point fingers. But we are accountable for that, too, and we forget that part. We have to have proof. I remember we were told we do not have three witnesses for what we accuse someone else of, then we will be accused of that ourselves. So we have to be very, very serious. This is a very serious job we have here, people, because we have been chosen to what? Change the world in this condition from the way it is in into the world that Allah has chosen it to be, the better world. But how can we do that when we have the same habits and conduct that the people in the world have that are trying to do worse instead of better by proving something to them instead of proving to Allah that we are his true servants and we're striving to please him in our character and our conduct?
Absolutely.
Yes,
right. Very beautiful.
That's
right. Well said. Go ahead, Muslima.
It is very beautiful. Sister Nadia.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you? Assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good, alhamdulillah.
Yes.
I'm happy to talk to you. Good, welcome. Am I speaking to the sister who was just talking?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for asking. Just try your best to work on do the best work in your area where you are. It's a job, but you know somebody got to do it.
That's true. And sometimes you feel like you're alone, but you're never alone. You just have to do what Allah wants, and Allah will give you what you need. Allah will bring you the help that you need.
Yeah, he will, like this show. You know, there's a lot of lonely people in the world. Loneliness and stress are the two biggest things that hurt people, you know.
That
but
is.
When you love Allah, you love the deen, when you love people, you don't have
you
to
do.
Be lonely. Those people who live alone and feel they lonely, come on the show. Bring your friends on the show.
Right. And I know when you go into prayer and you have that lonely feeling and you have tears coming out, Allah really listens to you. Allah can really relate to you.
Oh,
so
yes.
You just have to be real. You have to be real with yourself and your emotions and your spirit.
Yeah,
you just have to be real.
Yeah, you're right. You're praying to the right ones. As they say, that Imam said, one prayer can wipe out all the sadness in your life, so keep praying.
Right. That's really good motivation too.
Yeah, keep praying. You never know.
Right.
He Allah will help you. He'll help us in ways we can never imagine. He helping us.
He will.
Isn't that right, Imam Abdul Shaheed? We're not the same as
yes,
we
ma'am.
Were last year. We're not the same as we were last week.
That's right. We're not the same as we was yesterday.
He raised us up.
Right.
Right. You know, so you know, so go on, sister. I'm sorry.
I would like for him to organize a conference so we all can get together. Inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll talk about that.
Yes. Thank you.
So I want to continue on with the talk on idolatry because today, well, let's go back to 1,400 years ago before the program goes off. I thank you all very much for coming on. Beautiful comments, very clear. During the lifetime of our Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, 1,400 years ago, he was the last prophet sent for mankind. He wasn't just a prophet for no certain peoples. He was the last prophet for humankind, all the world. And the book that he was blessed with, the Quran, it was the this book, it fulfills all of the revelations that Allah revealed to all his other prophets. I can hear sirens in the background. If anybody's near sirens, I just want to ask you to get away from there because it's kind of distracting. But
You all can mute your phone like I mute mine. Just push mute on your phone for the background noise.
Right, right. Okay, thank you. But anyway, Allah, you know, he created everything. He created good. So, you know, we can't ascribe no evil to Allah. But I like what the sister said earlier about the jinns, because Allah said he created the jinns out of a scorching fire. Now, check this out. Allah called this world we're in a fire of temptation. So who's running this world if it's a fire of temptation? The jinns? This is a fire we're in. What is the nature of a fire? So we can understand the jinn hopefully a little bit better. The nature of a fire is like this. If a fire starts burning this part of the house right here, and nobody put it out with water, the fire will burn up the whole apartment and then burn up all the other complex that's connected to it. The nature of a fire is to keep on burning until it destroy everything. It won't stop burning. If you, as long as you feed it fuel, it will not stop burning. What is the fuel for fire? The fuel for fire is evil. The fuel for fire is evil. So everything in this world ain't number fuel for the fire. excuse me for laughing, but I laugh because it's true. You see people out here, they just feeding themselves with materialism, and they're getting worse and worse. They feed themselves with sex and all these carnal pleasures, and they don't do nothing but what? Go from one extreme to another. Down here recently, where I'm from in North Carolina, a young man, African American, never would have thought of this. We wouldn't then 50 years ago, cut his mother head off. Brought her head out when the police got there and was laughing. The mother head severed, blood dripping. That's like a nightmare. So Allah say when we forget him, we fall to the lowest of the low. Now, that ain't that young man's fault, even though people might want to blame him. That ain't entirely his fault. That is the fault that the example he's seeing all around him from the adults. Most of the adult Muslims, Christians, Jews, whatever you are, you have forgotten Allah. You have put yourself in place of Allah. That's called bid'ah, your own innovations. You got women and men that's having relationship with their children. You got all kinds of immorality that done covered the human brain. The human mind. Why? Because Allah says when you forget him, you forget your soul. What do we mean by that? When Allah put his spirit in the human soul, then he said in the Quran, he speaks to us through our intelligence. But where do our intelligence come from, the ability to understand or comprehend Allah? It comes from his spirit in our soul. And our spirit give birth to what? Our intellect, our intelligence. So the human life, like the sister Muslim said, is intelligent life. What is intelligent life? It's thinking life. Animals don't have to think. They are under the divine law of nature. They follow only the nature Allah created them under. But the human being can go against the nature that Allah created all creation, which is what? Good. That's the nature of all creation, good. And when you follow evil, you're going against your nature. And Allah said you would do anything. That's why that young man cut his mother head off. I know in his true nature he would have never even thought of nothing like that. I know a man that got his head cut off. I used to go buy and sell them things. I'm a merchant in Durham, North Carolina. And I went by one day, I was knocking on the door, and I seen people looking at me like I was crazy. And I went over and asked somebody, I said, that man at home, they said, he's dead. I said, dead? I just seen him yesterday. They said, yeah, but his son cut his head off, black guy, and put his head on the table and told his mother to come downstairs and look at it. You see how evil the jinns are? The jinns hate human beings. Allah say, Satan is your enemy, so treat him as an enemy. Most people treat their enemy, evil, as their friend. And they reject the good. And I want to say one more thing that Sister Nadia and I talked about, and that is this. She says she remember me saying it, and I think Sister Esther, she remember me saying it too. And that is for all Muslims and all people, but especially all Muslims. It was this city that Allah, and this is true history, was going to destroy for its wickedness and sin and moral corruption. But Allah asked the angels, though he's all-knowing, this is for us, not for Allah. He say, is it any Muslim family there? They say, yes, it's one Muslim family. And Allah say, it ain't got no better. You ain't seen no moral progress, no goodness, none of my goodness spread since the Muslim family been there. Angels say, no, it's gotten much worse. Allah say, when you go back to destroy that wicked city, start with the Muslim family first. Destroy them first. Why? They knew the truth. But they weren't trying to invite other people to the truth, and they didn't have to even do it by saying nothing, just by living a righteous, moral life like Prophet Muhammad. His life is basically what changed the world, more so than just him teaching the word of Allah verbally. His conduct, his good moral behavior is what helped change the world and make the world where we got any goodness in it today at all. So it's good moral conduct that we're going to be judged by Allah now and in the life and the hereafter at the day of resurrection and judgment. It's your intentions and your conduct. You know a tree by the fruits it bear. And I often like to use that when we was growing up because I used to climb trees like a monkey and pick all the fruit. And I ain't never climbed an apple tree and got no peaches off of it. I ain't never climbed a peach tree and got no pears off of it. So that's just symbolic to say, if you say you believe in Almighty God and your conduct is consistently immoral, don't listen to what that person say. Look at their conduct, and based upon their conduct, you know who they are. You know people through their conduct, whether it's good or bad. That's my point. I'm through. Anybody else got any more comments? Please, I welcome them.
Thank you. I want to thank you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, which comes to every Sunday at the same time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's called The Reality of the Creator. Today, our discussion is on a world of adultery, and it's a very beautiful discussion to wake us up and, again, get us to start thinking about and looking at the problems, what's going on in the world today, and why it's happening, why things are, as they said, worse than ever. Everyone is saying that this is the end of time, this is the end of the world, everything is worse, happening worse than ever. Things are happening that never happened before. And so the reason why, and then Shahid wants you to know, is to take a good look at yourself. It's because of you, the people, the things we are not doing. We're not following Allah. We're not following the way of life that He's chosen for us to live. We've chosen to follow the jinn, the shaitanic world, and Satan's way of life. So therefore, we are reaping the results of that through the tragedies and the evilness and wickedness that's happening in the world today. That's shaitan's life. That's the way. That's what happens when you do the things that he encourages you to do, instead of following and obeying Allah's way. And we want to thank you very much for this beautiful discussion with our sisters here. Sister, I believe Nadia is her name, and Sister Muslima today. And we want to remind them that when they come on, I always think to invite someone else to come on the show with them when they come on to join us on Sundays. or this is what the show is about. It's really not our show, Imam Shahid Shabazz and Sister Islam. It is their show. It's here for them to discuss and to reach the people. It's a dawah, show of dawah. And each one reach one, each one teach one. So each of us, we have something to bring that we reach and teach someone else and wake them up and make them think, inshallah. All right, so if there's no comments to be said by anyone else, Sister Nadia seems to have gone off the show. Sister Ms. Lena, do you have any more comments at this time? Can you hear me?
Last thing. Can I say something, please?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. It would be beneficial for all of us. We all have the same needs as humans. So that's important. You know, there's so much going on in the world, but let's focus on humanity. Let's focus on the love. Because personally, I don't know anyone that cries in their own language, that laughs in their own language, that have different color blood. I just want to say, let's focus on the love for humanity, helping the needy, the poor, the hungry, those in need. Because all of us have a human goal. The goal in this life is to purify yourself and to be very, very, very good, as best you can every day, so that you can earn the good Lord's mercy, that he will guide you. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's well said. Go ahead on, Sister. So you want to say something?
Yes. I really thought about saying much, but yes, she's right that we should, discussing that which is not good. We all should need to remind us of the good of this world. There's much good that is going on. But the purpose, what we're trying to say is that the world, when it's being destroyed, unfortunately, the evil has overtaken the good. And man doesn't seem to realize, appear to realize, why it's happening, what's going on, why all this evil, why all these so-called, he say, bad things going on, horrendous things that never happened before. That is simply because good has allowed the evil to take over. And that's what we're saying. So therefore, we have to know what is wrong before we know how to do what is right. So we know that what has happened, we've gone from the right, we've gone astray. The world is going astray from the right into the wrong. What is that wrong? So therefore, we recognize that wrong, but we won't do it, and we can come back to the right. And therefore, we need to really understand that we just keep the discussion going in a way that we can see both sides of the picture. And then we can get a real picture, a whole picture, a full picture of what it is that we need to do to make things better in this world, because we have a mission. And without knowing what we have to do and what is going on, that is not right and displeasing to Allah, then it would be hard for us to fulfill our role in life. And with all the good that we're doing, that good doesn't help when we continue to have evil being worse than what good is, overcoming the good, overshadowing the good. So we want to see the picture as to what we should not be doing. Before we, and then look at what we should be doing. Is that understood? Maybe I don't know. Sometimes I just talk. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe I do. But I don't know what the time. You control the time, and I just want to say to what you're saying here is that Allah said He tests us with good and evil, both by way of trial. Now. All the prophets and all the messengers of Allah, peace be upon them all, the only way that they brought the world back out of this evil we see in our generation is that they first had to teach the people, bring the people back to what? God consciousness, la ilaha illallah, that we all have the same God, you see. And that God, that creator, he's not creation, he's not an idol, you can't see him, he's a spirit. Abu, a prophet, Abraham, our father, Christian, Muslim, Jew, he's the one that established the concept of monotheism or the worship of one God. And so if we all worship the one God, that's what will bring back, this world. Because the world, ain't nothing wrong with the outer world. It's the world of the human thinking. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Very, very good.
If the human being bring back the righteous thinking of Allah, the Creator, in their heart and mind, that then they will begin to change the world, make a big difference in the world like Prophet Muhammad. And then, see, we follow by examples. If all we see in the society is evil, then especially the young generation, then they're going to follow evil. But they say a picture is worth a thousand words. So that's why Allah said that about that city. If that one Muslim family had been living right, they would have made a difference. Good always makes a difference. Allah say you may, and when you walk out your door, run into evil at every turn you make. He say, but his goodness is still there too. And he say his goodness have power over evil, even though the evil may look be dominating the earth in terms of numbers. Allah still have all the power. Allah say he have power and control over the heavens and the earth. And like you said, inside of us, Allah said we have two voices that whispers to us. He say he calls us inside of us. If we can hear him and take our focus off ourselves in this old ungodly world, he say he calls us to an eternal home of peace. Who will answer his call? And Satan say he calls us to that which will destroy us. He calls us to that which will cause our own damnation and cause us to go to hell with him. He's miserable in hell, and he's angry and mad with the human being because Allah chose the human being over him to lead and rule down here in his creation. So to bring the world back to good sense and take it out of all this immorality, this diabolical, immoral behavior, bring back God consciousness in your life. Fear Allah and do all. And if you just do that, if you live a morally good life, don't you know people are watching you? Don't you know that over the years, over 43 years, Allah done blessed me to influence so many, countless number of people around this country just by my example? One Muslim brother told me years ago, and I'm not saying this for no self-adulation. All praise is due to Allah. But he told me, he said, even though I know Arabic and I speak it fluently, and I'm of the Sunni community and you follow Imam Wafti Muhammad, he said, it ain't even about who we follow. He said, it's about our conduct. And he said, your conduct to me represents how all true Muslims supposed to be, and that's been about 40 years ago, 35 years ago. He said, all Muslims should be like you in their conduct. Because I strive for what? Moral perfection every single breath of my life. And if I'm in an immoral situation, I take myself out of that immoral situation because ain't nobody. And this is the way you got to have this strong faith. Ain't nobody taking me to hell. Huh? And the only way you can be saved from hell is that you got to come from under this world and the spell of the Shaitan by total and sincere submission of your will to the will of Allah. That means you ain't got no will no more. When you submit to Allah, how can you be doing bad? You ain't got no will of your own. You ain't got no bad. That's why Allah say when you do that, it's just like the sister say, if you intend a bad deed, but you don't carry out that bad deed, Allah say he will bless you as if though you did a full good deed. That's how merciful he is to us. But yet we want to go on still taking his mercy for granted, playing with faith. And saying we Muslims especially are leaders for other people in faith, and the worst of all people on the planet Earth right now today are the so-called Muslims. They have the book that will help save the whole world from this idolatry, worshiping everything but Allah, and they won't even share the majority of them with other people in their example or verbally out of the book of Allah, the Kitab, Allah, the book of Allah, the Quran. So that's basically pretty much all I got to say.
Thank you, Madam Sabas. Yes, and it is time for us now to end our program for today. We want to thank all of you, our beautiful radio listening audience out there, those who participated in the discussion. We must ask you to join us again next week, same time. Also, invite a guest, please. Tell others about it.
have them to come on too and join us in the discussion. That's what it's all about. Thank you again. Have a great day. Assalamu alaikum. Imam Shabazz, could you give us the prayer, please?
Yes. O Allah, creator of the heavens and earth, forgive us of our sins, our shortcomings, that is, those who believe in you and believe in your unseen eternal reality, and save us from the torments of the hellfire. Save us from our own evil and the evils of this world. Amen.
Amen.
As-salamu
thank
alaikum.
You. Everybody have a great day. Enjoy your day.